Hello, everybody. That was a very quiet response. Anyways. Wow. Okay.
Take a deep breath.
I can't breathe right now. Okay. I want to start with a testimony that's a little old that I should have shared a while ago. But so, as most of you know, I had a surgery in the summer, July 18th, and I wasn't really nervous about it, at least not as nervous as I was about this. I literally had no nerves. A lot of things could have happened, but I did not feel any worry about it. I had no anxiety about it. And even my surgeon noticed that. As I laid on the table with my arms out like this, getting stuff pushed into me in that cold room, she said I had a peace. And I was like, well, I do feel that. And so I was like, yeah, I guess I do. Like, I had no worries. But, I mean, I did feel that when Wendy announced that we were going to do an evening service. I was like, okay, nice, we can do this. And then that I was going to be one of them to speak, that God had told her that I was going to speak. And I was like, oof. I mean, that's definitely nothing I have done before, but I wasn't nervous. And then we actually set a date. I was hoping it'd be later in November, but that's okay. I was always thinking about what I was going to say and how my voice would sound during worship. I guess it wasn't that bad, hopefully. And how all of you guys would react. And I was so anxious that I couldn't write my sermon. I would think about it and my heart would start racing. I would almost cry and I couldn't do it. But it bothered me so much. I even dreamed about it. I dreamed about it. It was really funny, actually. I woke up and there was church time and we stayed here. And then I was like, oh, I don't have my sermon ready. So in between the services, I went downstairs to write it. And then I got distracted. And then, like, somebody came down to get me because it was time. And I was like, I have, like, 3 lines. So I went up there, and I was like, I'm just going to wing the whole thing. And I was like, well, thankfully I didn't do that in real life. And I woke up, and I was like, I need to do the sermon. So whew, I'm glad that I have it actually written down. So anyways, I'm going to go to Isaiah 26:33. Luckily, I wrote the pages down. My face is numb. Okay. I hear some pages flipping, so I'll wait a little bit. I guess I'll read the verse. You will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you, because he trusts in you. Whew. I really had to depend on God for this. And when I did that, I found peace with it, because it's not me, it's God that's going to say this. It's not my words, but his. And I thought about what an opportunity I have to grow my faith towards him, and to impact the lives of others, to encourage others and edify others. And if I focused on that, I had peace, but then I'd be like, oh, what am I going to write? And then I was like, oof. So when I focused on God, I did have peace, but I should have done that more when writing this, but, you know, it's okay. And so I'm just going to read that verse again. Perfect peace. Anyways, you'll keep in him perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you, because he trusts in you. Boy, did I have to trust God for this. Okay, now I'm going to go to Psalms 29, verse 11. Okay. The Lord will give strength to his people. The Lord will bless his people with peace. And that's what this is. This is a time for me to grow strength in God. And we need to go out of our comforts and into our valleys and lows and cry out to God to get our strength. Amen. Nice. And we have to use the strength that we find in the valleys to climb up to the mountaintops and proclaim his word. And I was using this to climb up towards God. And I really need to grow strength with this. And after this, he will bless me with peace for sure. And I'm going to go to another verse now. Oh, no, I have more. As hopefully you will know, God will never leave you. He loves you and he will provide for you and is never late with his plans. I guess we all get impatient, but that's when we fall. And that's where we go out of God's will, when we get impatient with him. And we must find peace knowing that he will provide for us in his timing and if we follow his will. And it's easier said than done, for sure. And we always will worry some in our situations, but find peace knowing that God is in control overall. And hopefully he has you where you need to be. And I'm going to go to 1 Corinthians 14:33 now. I have a bookmark there, actually, close to it. I am jumping through this so fast. Okay. I hear some pages flipping still slowly. Okay. For God is not the author of confusion, but of peace, as in all the churches of the saints. At least with me, sometimes I feel confused with, am I supposed to be where God wants me to be? Am I doing what God wants me to do? And maybe it's because I'm not in tune with God. I really need to focus my desires on what he wants. And it says somewhere else in Colossians, set your mind on things above. I don't remember the rest of it, but set your mind. Oh, my bookmark fell out. Set your mind on things above. And you have to search for God in your life and your ears to hear him. And make it a habit to find God's hand working in your life. I pray about that all the time. Looking for God's hand. And if we don't, we oftentimes don't see it. And a genuine sense of peace is also a form of God communicating with you. And oftentimes we find confusion when our eyes and ears are turned away from God and our paths are misdirected from him. And usually if we're doubting something, we probably shouldn't do it anyways, because, you know, that's what the Holy Spirit's job to tell us. Maybe you shouldn't be doing that, but coming up here, I have peace knowing that this is what God wants me to do, but I think I'll find more peace after I'm done. And I'm going to go to John 14:27. I am hot. Oh, I went too far. Okay, I'm almost there. Okay. Oh, wait. One more page. This is what Jesus said. So, peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Us humans always have difficult times. We always find trouble, and we are always afraid. At least I am sometimes in our walk with God. And peace isn't when everything's running smoothly in our lives or necessarily when we're happy. The Lord's peace is when you realize that no matter what happens in life, no mistakes or faults that you have with a repenting heart can hinder God's plan for you. You will always find his way. Well, you will always find your way back to him, and he will always build you up somehow and give you peace coming through these difficult circumstances. And if we use that strength that he will give us. And I think that's all I have to say for that. So I don't know where you guys stand with your spiritual stance, but I know this. God will never leave you. He knows your every desire and what is best for you. Once you believe in this, put your trust entirely in him and find peace in him, knowing that he is the author of your life, and he will grant you that peace that you are searching for and the strength that you need for it. And that's it.